Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back. Thought we would give everybody a chance to call in. I did put another call-in number on the actual last post that we had. This is Candy Jeter, author of 25 Thoughts About Your Destiny, home of Mindscape Artist Group and MindscapeArtist.com, where we change your mind one thought at a time. I'm here with Marilyn Brooks, where we're going to be continuing to talk about telling yourself the truth in relation to the journey from religion to spirituality and how we view God and who God is to us. We're going to share that with you. So if there's anyone out there that's bold enough to comment on the post or call in, feel free in the next 30 minutes to do so. This is going to be an ongoing conversation. We'll continue to do blog talk pop-ups with this. So, Marilyn, take it away. Hey, Marilyn, are you there? Okay, so I can't hear Marilyn. I don't know where she is. I see her on there. Let me get her to hang up and call back. Okay, so where we left off with Marilyn, she was going to be talking about who God is in relation to her. Let me get her to hang up. So what I'll do is I will I'm going to get her to hang up and call back. And so what I will do is I will go ahead and continue the conversation while she hangs up and calls back. So in this journey of moving from religion to spirituality, becoming a little bit more independent, what happens normally is you have to make this separation between God and religion in order for you to function in a way that you are able to expand. Because when you think about religion, religion is a construct, just like politics, just like education, just like psychology. We had talked about earlier about how psychologists are not really able to help people solve their problems completely, because doing so, you might see somebody one or two times and they'll be out. She's calling back in. And this is okay in a world where we are able to, let me see if she's having a hard time getting on. This is okay in our little world where we're able to coach people and really help them move forward. But in the grand scheme of things, this is not something that our system is made to do. So it's really, really frustrating for a lot of people who have to. Marilyn, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. We're at a place where this is really frustrating for people who really want to help people, who really want to solve problems, who really want to dig down deep and say, hey, you know, you don't have to suffer anymore. You don't have to keep coming back for prayer. You don't have to keep coming back for sessions. You don't have to keep coming back for cancer treatment. You don't have to keep coming back for these things. We want to do that in our little world, but we live in a world that doesn't operate on that paradigm. So when you're introducing people for the first time, or when people get introduced to the God in them for the first time, it creates this shift, and it's a shift that you can never, ever go back to. And it's very, very different than anything that most people experience, and you can tell it when you see it in other people. So for you, Marilyn, that shift came, and God became who to you?
God became... I mean, this may sound kind of strange, but God became to me everything that I was looking at in nature. Because when I had this experience, I would sit up under a tree in my front yard, which happened to be a pecan tree. So God became to me in everything that I saw, the pecan tree, the grass, the birds. I was paying close attention to nature, and it was almost like I was seeing nature for the very first time through different lenses. So God became to me a real reality, not just something as far as words that I was taught from a pulpit or even from the Bible, and I'm not taking away from either of those, but that did not connect with me until I began to see God in nature. Then I began to see God in myself. And then I began to hear a voice within me talking to me. And I recognized that as my God conscious that was talking to me about me and the things that I was seeing. It was like I was in a total world by myself, but in a good way. I was having an experience with God, divine.
Let's go back to school. I'm going to tell you two things I like to use. I like to use education and weight loss when it comes to spiritual comparisons. They say children lose interest in school around the third grade, and I notice around the third or fourth grade is when they start teaching to the test. And they start, you know, really binding them. And I remember when I was young and we used to go outside a lot and the teacher used to teach us things outside and we used to use nature and it was so broad. And then I remember as we got up in grade, it just got more and more and more and more narrow and it became more and more and more pressure. And you before you knew it, you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to go to school. So this is how church becomes, where you know you start out, you know, you're having fun with your little friends and you're learning these little Bible verses and you're back there with the little kids, you have your little snacks and you know you're being taught, you know, to just kind of share and get along with everybody. And then you start kind of growing up, then you start seeing things happening and these constrictions and these expectations and you need to do this, you need to do this. No, that's not right, that's not right. No, you're going to get kicked out. No, you got to sit down. You can't comment because you're pregnant. You can't do this. You can't. And then you say, oh, gosh, I don't really want to go. Okay, now people say that's a lack of discipline. That's a lack of interest in God. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for not wanting to go. What is it exactly to you that makes children not want to go to school and makes young people and grown older people not want to go to church?
I believe it's because it's something within the human spirit that the communicator, the educator, whoever's trying to teach us something, really have not tapped into the soul of that person. And what I mean by that is that you don't know the person. And how can you know a person that you're educating without first knowing yourself, if that makes sense? So
yeah.
Therefore, the student is going to get bored because you're giving them a lot of times an instruction that is not relevant. It's not relevant to the need. It's not relevant to my life as far as what I need at that particular time. Matter of fact, it's not even relevant to me as a person, because how can you teach who you don't know, and how can you teach what you don't know about a particular individual? You're giving them your opinion. It's not coming from the spirit.
Right.
And I believe that that is one of the key things that is missing, because we have not understood God or source.
And we feel like God is where? Where is God?
God is everywhere.
God is everywhere. But
and in everything.
And in everything. Man was created so that man could act out the higher intelligence of God. So it's like a rock is not able to go to law school and free, like that lawyer did. What's his name? A rock is not able to go to law school and free someone who was wrongly accused of murder. But we as humans, if we're obedient to the spirit, where we are inspired to unlock prisons and unlock, you know, a lot of the injustices and shine the light on some of the things that are going on in the world and, you know, create balance. We were created
yeah.
for that. That's never yep. going to happen if we as people don't realize that God is activated through us. God has already created everything that needs to be created. And when people say, we're going to wait on God to do it, God is like, no, baby, I'm waiting on you. I've already done what I'm going to do. Now, when you move, I'm going to move just like that. But a lot of people don't get that.
Well, and I think because a lot of people do not know, for lack of a better word, the attributes of God. When I look at creation, I see how God or this or source or this being is so meticulous, so
mm-hmm.
creative, so
intelligent.
When
yeah.
I'm engaging, yeah, intelligent. When I'm engaging with, okay, I have to have compassion. I have to have some empathy. But how can I give to someone what I don't give to myself?
That's right.
And as a teacher, I have to go into that classroom, number one, or a classroom or wherever I'm going, if I'm going to give instruction. Because I'm doing two things. I'm giving instruction, then I'm going to give directions. But I first have to have a knowing and a liking and a loving of myself. Because if I don't, I'm going to project upon my students what I am. And you were talking
That's
about
right.
why the attention span is short, why there is lack of wanting to come to class the next day. You know, I really have to look at myself. What kind of instructor am I that's giving people spiritual things? Am I knowledgeable? Am I walking this path myself? Because when you walk into a classroom and when you are a very skilled communicator or educator, you're not just only in educated, you're also inspiring, okay?
Right.
I'm inspiring you to raise your level of thinking, okay? And how can I inspire someone to raise their level of thinking if my level of thinking is not race. I'm the model. And so when I look at the universe, I look at nature, I look at all this rain that we're having, this being, this God that I came to engage with is so beyond my thought that I'm now becoming the observer. I'm in awe. Mm-hmm. And I am so humbled. So therefore, my humility that I have, that I'm learning from just from observation, then I project that same humility on people that I'm instructing or just talking to at the Walmart, because you're understanding something about people because you're understanding yourself.
Right, right. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey,
G'day,
you're
ladies.
On. Yes. You're on. Are you listening? Did you have anything that you wanted to say?
Yes, darling. I'd just like to say g'day from the Whitsunday Islands in Australia. And this debate about religion and spirituality for me is a very interesting one. How can I put it? For me, I'm 68 now, and I've had a horrendous and magnificent journey to get where I am, and I'm content. And I believe now that we are all SUE, we are all sovereign, unique, and equal. I also believe that the universe operates under the KISS principle. And I love the Bible, but it was written by man, but it contains some gems. And the one gem that I like is, I am the way, the truth, the light. Now, that was not the claim of Jesus. He was saying, like, I am the way, the truth, the light, and so are you, and so are you, and so are you, and so are you. For the kingdom of heaven lives within, and that's where I found all my answers, by listening to my heart. For me, thinking is the language of the mind, and feeling is the language of your heart and soul. So, I don't know what more to say. I have my own connection to Source because I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life that I do create. But my connection to Source is, like, several times during the day, I just look up to the right and wink at the universe just to let him know that I'm keeping an eye on him. For he is a trickster, and he has a wicked sense of humor. And I'm keeping an eye on him to make sure that he is still carrying out the commands that I've given him. And the command that I have given him is my conscious life intention, which is, I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving, healthy, and abundant life. And that's his job. And that's how my life is unfolding. It's amazing. It's like, I'm just kicking back and cruising because the universe is doing all the hard work. I don't worry about the future. I don't worry about the future because everything that happens in my life aligns with my conscious life intention.
That's good.
So,
and that's exactly the point that I'm so glad that you, and we're going to continue this, and I would love for you to continue to call in and share that. We did some short episodes today. I'm going to do some longer episodes, and I would love for you to come back and share that because we like to talk to as many people as possible who share that, because it's such a freeing, brighter, and it's the intended view of the universe that we feel expansive like this and that we feel free. And people want to know, well, what is it? Well, we all have it, but
well,
you have
me,
to be able to let go.
That's true.
For me, it was simple. It's when I took full responsibility for my life, I thought, well, what's my life purpose? Well, I'm master and commander of my life. I'll set my life purpose. And so I set it to be to simply find my own truth. And how do I know what's my truth? Whatever resonates with my heart. is my truth. So I just started on a journey of questioning everything, all the lies and crap that have been dumped on me. And I suffered from depression for over 20 years until I realized that the pain of depression was just my soul crying out that I'm not supposed to live in such a corrupt and unhuman society. I wasn't living my authentic self. So I went back and healed the wounds of childhood and got rid of all that trauma and despair that was dumped on me. And I love my life now. And my name
me
is
too.
Bob Eden. Bob Eden.
That is so good.
And I have created my own Garden of Eden.
You know,
so I'd like to come back.
Do me a favor.
That is so good.
Somehow, if you can, send me an email on here. I think you can, if I'm not mistaken. You can send me one at candytj@gmail.com. And
could you repeat that slowly? Could you type your email address into the chat room?
It's candytj@gmail.
At Gmail.
Yes. And what I'll do is I will send you an invite when the next episode on this topic comes up so that you can continue to contribute, okay?
If you want to connect with me, the easiest way is on Facebook. Just look for Bob Eden.
Okay. I'm looking you up now. Okay, Bob. And I think I... Where are you? Okay.
I'm in the Whitsunday Islands.
I got you. Sailing in Paradise?
That's me.
Okay. I got you.
Thanks,
All
darling.
Right. Well, it was nice talking to you, Bob. Thank you.
So great. I know.
That was great. Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, that was great because, you see, it's finding your own utopia, okay?
That's
what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing him say, and that's what we're saying, that, you know, when you find God, you find yourself. You find your own utopia. And just like what he was saying, he was led by his heart, and his heart is letting him know, this is the kind of life that I'm supposed to be living. I'm not supposed to be living this life in this dystopia. I'm supposed to be living in a utopia society that I'm created for myself. We create our own life path. It doesn't matter
That's
what's
fine.
Going on outside of us. I love what he said because he coined it.
Yes.
He
really
the icing
did.
On the cake. That's what this life path is about. This is what happens when you wake up and you continue to evolve. You know why you're here.
And you see people trying and struggling, and they say, oh, God, help me. And you're like, God is not coming. God is already here. God never left. You left yourself. Again, losing weight. Whenever we lose weight and we gain weight, it's because we lost weight and we gained weight. God already gave us the metabolism. God already gave us the fat cells we're going to have. God already gave us the tools we need. God already has given us the diet, created the fruits, the vegetables, the air, the everything. You know, you're on this journey of health, and we have every tool we need in order to lose the weight. And what do we do? Well, it's not time. It's not in God's plan. It's not. We put it off and we put it off and we put it off. It's not until we tap into the source within us that we do anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, with anything, we have every source, universe has given us everything that we need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, from the first broadcast, we were talking about being self-sufficient, self-reliant, and we can be because we have been given everything that we need. Now, this is not to say that we do not need or ask for help along our path, our journey, but it starts with us. We have within us that Source has given us everything that we need to be successful, everything that we need. So, you know, we have no excuse. We have
That's
no excuse.
Right. And so from this moment forward, we will be doing these episodes. Of course, we'll have them longer, and different people will come on and talk about their journey. I have a friend of mine named Dora. I've got to call Dora and have her on because she's the queen of blog talk. I loved listening to her over 10 years ago. And she is like so dynamic. And I would it's just going to be great to connect with everybody of like minds. And so I just want to say thank you for sharing. I just figured you and I had these conversations that are just so rich, and we just got to put them out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, log me in. Because this has been great, you know, discussions like this, and then other conscious awakened people and those who just want to listen in and chime in. This is great because we're all having our experiences and sharing our experiences and empowering each other, and it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, did you have any last words you wanted to add, Marilyn, before we end this episode?
Just stay awake and continue to evolve.
Stay awake.
That is the way to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that is
I'll
the way
add
to live.
That, I'll add to that it's not hard. It's not hard. Not that you don't have hard times, but the connection is already there. The current is already there. All we have to do is just plug in and pay attention and go with the flow. It will never, ever lead you astray. And no matter what other people are doing, thinking, or saying, when you plug into that current, you're on it. You got to believe.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right.
All right, Marilyn. Well, until next time, reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. I know you can do it.
Okay. I'm on board.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
Okay.